Welcome to Lesson 4. This lesson will help you explore some more fabulous features that the World Wide Web has to offer. First, you'll learn about secure pages on the Internet and how Explorer works with them. Next, I'll show you how you can save a web page on your computer so that you can look at it whenever you want. Then we'll take a look at a web page using frames, and you'll learn how to work with them. Finally, I'll briefly point out two other web features you might run into while surfing, Java and audio links. Look over the topics and then click the play button to continue. If your Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and double-click its icon on your desktop. If it is open, make sure Explorer's window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Explorer is set up and ready to go. In the previous lessons of this tutorial, you've learned how to visit and work with some simple web pages. In this lesson, we're going to examine some of the more sophisticated features the World Wide Web has to offer. We'll start by visiting a secure web page. Many people are still nervous about buying things over the Internet because they have to send their credit card numbers through cyberspace. Fortunately, the Internet has come up with many ways to protect information as it travels from one computer to another. Secure web pages are designed to protect the information you enter by scrambling it or encrypting it. Explorer can alert you whenever you enter or leave a secure web page. This is an option you can choose in Explorer's options box. If you took lesson 1 of this tutorial, that option should already be selected. But let's quickly make sure it is. First, click the View menu in Explorer's menu bar. Next, click the Options item. Next, locate the tab labeled Advanced near the top of the dialog box. When you found it, click it. In the Warning section of the Advanced sheet, make sure the first option has a check mark in its box. This option tells Explorer to warn you if you are sending information from an insecure document. The second option in this section is labeled Warn if changing between secure and unsecure mode. That means Explorer will tell you if you're going from a secure document to an insecure one, and vice versa. If the box to the left of this option does not contain a check mark, click inside its box. Now click the OK button in the Options box. When you subscribe to Zoom software, you used a secure web page. Let's go back to that page and take a look at it. First, click inside Explorer's address box and type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Then click the play button to continue. Now press your Enter key. You might now see a message from Explorer telling you that you're about to link to a secure page. Read it over and then click the Yes button inside the message box. By the way, whenever you link to a document during this lesson, I will pause the audio. When the page is fully displayed on your screen, click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue with the lesson. You should now be looking at Zoom's secure web page. Look in the lower right corner of Explorer's window and notice the picture of the padlock. That means the document inside the window is secure. When a regular document is displayed, you won't see this picture. Now look in Explorer's address box. The first part of the URL is HTTPS, instead of just HTTP. The S stands for secure. Now let's see what happens when you leave a secure page and go to an insecure one. Click inside Explorer's address box and type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Now press your Enter key. Explorer tells you you're about to access an insecure document. Read it over and then click the Yes button inside the message box. Notice that the picture of the padlock in Explorer's status bar is no longer displayed. This page provides links to copies of historical documents, such as the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's a nice alternative to visiting the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Locate the link called Declaration of Independence. You might have to scroll down to see it. When you found the link, click it. You should now be looking at the Declaration of Independence. When you link to any Internet document, the page is just temporarily copied to your computer screen. After you disconnect from the Internet and close Explorer, you can't look at it again without revisiting the site. But what if you'd like to save a copy of the page permanently on your computer so you can look at it whenever you want? Fortunately, Explorer lets you do this. Let's save the Declaration of Independence on your computer. First, click the File menu in Explorer's menu bar. Next, click the Save As File item. You should now see the Save As dialog box. Look in the rectangle near the bottom of the dialog box, which is labeled Save As Type. You can save this web page in its original form, as a web page, but in order to view it again, you need to use a web browser, such as Explorer. You don't need to be connected to the Internet, however, since the document will be on your computer. You can open it using the Open item in Explorer's File menu. Now click the button on the far right side of the Save As Type rectangle. You can also save this file as a text document. If you do this, you can later open it using any text editor, such as Notepad. However, sometimes the text file does not contain line breaks, which can make it difficult to read. You can decide now whether you want the document saved as a web page or as a text file. Just click on the file type you want. Now you need to enter a name for the file. Click inside the File Name box and type in a name. Then click Zoom Tutor's Play button to continue with the lesson. Finally, you can select a different folder or disk that will contain the document. Click the button next to the far right side of the Save In rectangle to select another disk or folder. Click Zoom Tutor's Play button to continue with the lesson. Now click the Save button in the dialog box. The document is now on your computer to stay. By the way, it's also possible to copy just part of a document. You simply highlight a section with the mouse, copy it to the clipboard, and then paste it into the new document on your computer. Now let's look at another type of web page you might run into. You may have noticed that some web pages are divided into separate sections. These sections are called frames, and they are a popular way to display information. Let's go to a web page that uses frames. First, click inside the address box and enter the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Then press Enter. This page is divided into two vertical frames, one on the left and one on the right. In this page, the frames are divided by a thin gray bar, but some pages with frames do not display a bar. And depending on how big your screen is, each frame might have its own set of scroll bars. You can change the size of a frame by dragging the gray bar with your mouse to either the left or the right. Move the mouse pointer over the frame bar now. The mouse pointer should change to a double arrow. Now drag the bar a little bit to the right. The left frame should be a little wider. Each frame at a website actually contains a separate web page with its own URL. So it's a nice way to work with more than one web page at a time. And although websites can organize their frames in different ways, many websites use the left frame to contain a table of contents. The right frame generally contains a web page related to a table of contents link. The graphics in the left frame are actually links to different pages within this website. Go ahead and click one of the links in the left frame, except the one labeled Home. Then click Zoom Tutor's Play button when a new page appears in the right frame. The right frame should now contain a web page related to the link you just clicked. Now click another link in the left frame. A different web page should be displayed. So how do you navigate among pages that are in frames? Again, websites can vary as to how their frames work, but generally, clicking the forward and back buttons in the toolbar affects the web page in the main frame. In this case, the main frame is the right-hand frame. Click the Back button in Explorer's toolbar now. Then click Zoom Tutor's Play button when the previous page is displayed. The previous web page should be displayed in the right frame. Now click the Forward button in Explorer's toolbar. Now you're back on the other page. Most websites use the back and forward items this way, but some websites are different. Keep that in mind as you navigate among other websites with frames. You might be curious about this particular website. Let me tell you a little bit about it. First, click the link called Home, which is located in the left frame. This web page provides links to web pages offering Java applets. Java is a neat programming language that lets web developers put animations, moving text, and interactive games into their web pages. If you like that sort of thing, you can stick around here after the lesson is over and explore this website some more. You might see a small icon in the home page with a loudspeaker on it. The link next to it is called Gamelan Audio Link. Clicking this link lets you hear a short piece of music. Don't click it now, however, because Zoom Tutor is currently using your soundboard. Let me quickly point out the two different ways you can listen to sounds on the Internet. Right now, you are listening to me using a sound technique called Real Audio. Real Audio delivers a continuous stream of audio directly from an Internet computer to your computer's soundboard and speakers. Sometimes, however, you might click on an audio link that does not use Real Audio. When this happens, the file containing the sound is actually downloaded onto your computer. This might take a while. Then Explorer pops up a little audio player and plays the sound for you. The link on this web page is not a Real Audio link, so you might want to try it out after you leave Zoom Tutor. Just click the link, wait a little while, and Explorer will play the sound for you. This concludes Lesson 4. In a moment, you'll return to the Explorer tutorial menu, where you can move on to Lesson 5, or exit Zoom Tutor if you want to play around on this web page. In Lesson 5, I'll show you how to store links to your favorite Internet sites using Explorer's Favorites folder. See you then.